This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. Welcome. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Yud Tes. We are up to Sif Katan Hey. I want to see again Sif Katan Dalad. The Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv lehisvadois b'shoimea tefillah. This is going on. The Mechaber says, b'shoimea tefillah yachalishol kol tzrachav. Shehi koilelas kol abakashos. Shemea tefillah incorporates all bakashos. The Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv lehisvadois b'shoimea tefillah. It's a good thing to confess during shoimea tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah is bringing this from the Magen Avraham. And many Achronim bring this. Not like the Taz and Sif Katan Kuf Chaf Beis Sif Katan Beis, where the Taz says that even though you're allowed to add to every bracha, me'ena bracha and bracha shemet tefillah, anything you want, that's only what you need temporarily, but not to be moisif on takanas chachamim in a set way. And then here also the Dirsha brings down, even according to the Mishnah Berurah that says you could be moisif. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that for a choila, like we said yesterday, you cannot daven bekvios in every tefillah. Because then it becomes like a neder, and then it's no longer tachnunim, but you should stop for a while. Okay, interesting. One second. But the Mishnah Berurah says you should be misvaden shemea tefillah and v'yomer chatasi avisi pashati and v'lishol al mezoinosav. You should ask for your parnasa afilo imhu asher, even if you're wealthy. V'im yeshloi avayin mechudash. If you have a new sin maskir beferesh tefillah kademas etzloi, you mention the first available tefillah. V'yomer atfilah b'hachna v'al kapanim b'kal boichem. You should say with humility or at least with a weeping voice. V'kabel olav shalei lasis oid kazamidaitoi. Should accept upon yourself not to do this again. V'imlav otherwise oz mekachigim olav chas v'sham omala. They're mekachig on you from above. Ayim b'mashka sandam sim kuf chafei siv katan ches b'shem hachaye adam, who says, like we saw yesterday, that everyone should daven for his tzrachim, his parnasa, shalei tamash hatarim mipivu v'zaroi, v'zarazaroi, and so forth. The Chida brings out, where does this come from then in shomea tefillah? You should say vidoy and you should ask for your parnasa. The Chida in the Marba Etzah brings that in shema kreleinu, you should be misvada darach kitzara, V'yachin atzmai liyois chasid lasois nachas rach liyoytzrei. Where does this come from? The Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Balak. The Chida brings in the Berkei Yosef that some chasidim anshei maisa, they composed a whole long nusach. No, it's too long. It's not correct to say it. You could only be misvada bekitzer. So in the Marba Etzba, the Chida composed a nusach to say, even on a day that there's no tachnon, he says, you should say, Yirasum afanecha Hashem alakeinu mekei avasinu, shetizakeinu lasik b'toira l'shma, uve mitzvois, uve nos chasodim, v'yu komasin l'shem shamayim, v'sizakeinu l'hashem tikkun naran b'gol goza, usifar nasinu parnasa toiva, b'heter v'nachas uve revach. Now, I don't see how this is a vidoy. How is this a vidoy? And you should be mechaven to be a chassid. The Arizal says in his Shulchan Aruch, "Kishayomer shoymea tefillah chayv adam lishol mezaynoisav mehashem lahoyreshu boiteach boy asher biyadoi mazon kol olam." That was the tefillah of Rabbi Yiba Saba b'chol yom. Simen Gimel, and now the Chida mentions this again. So So it's interesting, when he actually composed the tefillah, there's no mention of vidoy. Oh, then he says like this later on in the sefer, says b'shema koleinu b'chol tefilos chol yisvada v'koyoymar. Here, are you ready for the short vidoy? Moedim anach levanecha beboishas panim becherpa uchli mashachatanu avinu b'shan levanecha v'avarnu amitzus dairaisa drabanan v'harabe necha asinu v'ayernu mescharetim charata gemar manachnu sham b'tshuvi rasmu v'anachas shemul gemar seinu shetazaken alash b'tshuva shleima timcha v'sisar s'chaber l'chata yisena v'sinim seinu smal k'ha shemois da-da-da. It's actually quite a long nusach. So this is the shortened version of the vidoy that it's a good idea to say. The Mishnah Berurah's version is a bit shorter. The Mishnah Berurah's version is Chatasi Avisi Pashati. That's a little bit shorter. I guess in Mishnah Berurah he's only counting Begilgal Zeh. Once you start counting Begilgal Acher, it gets a little bit longer. Okay, but there is a Kabbalistic addition for A, vidui, and B, she'elas srachav dafka in Shema Koleinu. I guess you could speculate, what does vidui have to do with Shema Koleinu? What does the bakashas parnas, you could also ask, why is that in Shema Koleinu? We already said it in Baruch Aleinu. It seems like it's a display of bitachin. Okay. Then the Mechaber brings down, let's see again, Olaharav Rabbeinu Yoinu, kishamoysa barbracha, me'ein oysa bracha. When you add to a bracha similar to the subject of that bracha, moysa fa'oysa b'shvil kol Yisrael, if you're doing it for all of kol Yisrael, oymer oysa b'lashon rabim, v'loy b'lashon yachid, you say b'lashon rabim, not b'lashon yachid, v'loy yosef ela b'soif ha'bracha v'loy b'emtzai, you add towards the end of the bracha, not the smack in the middle, v'im shoyel tzrachav mamish, if you're actually requesting your needs, kagan sheish lechayla b'teich beisai, oishu tzarech lefarnasa, yachal lishal afilu b'emsa habracha. If you're just adding, you should add toward the end. If your mamish have a particular need, you could do it even in the middle. And if it's a particular need, v'u sheyisha b'lashon yachid v'loy b'lashon rabim, when you're adding in the middle for a particular need, it has to be b'lashon yachid, not b'lashon rabim, u'bebircha shemea tefila. Oh, sorry, kama. U'bebircha shemea tefila, v'chein b'soif ha'tefila, in shemea tefila, or at the end of the davening, bein koidim yiluratzen, bein achrav, whether before yiluratzen or after, yachal lishal, you could ask for whatever you need, Bein v'lashon yachid, bein v'lashon rabim, whether in a lashon yachid or a lashon rabim, whether it's something you mamish need or it's just a tzarchei rabim. There's much more flexibility in shaymeya tefillah. So again, in a regular bracha, you need to ask toward the end and b'lashon rabim. Unless it's a particular need, then you could ask in the middle, and you could even do a b'lashon yachid. However, in shemeya tefillah or b'soifa tefillah, you could do it even b'lashon yachid, and it could be even whether it's tzrach of mamish or tzrach rabim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'shvil kol Yisrael sivkatan hei v'u adin b'shvil rabim, or for a tzibor. V'loy b'lashon yachid kiven shu omer b'shvil rabim. If you're saying it for the rabim, then you say it b'lashon yachid. B'soif habracha ayin b'pri magadim simen kuf chaf beiz b'mishvitzay zav shemetzadei loymar d'davka koidim sh'amar barchato Hashem. When we say that for the rabim, you could add that's only before barchato Hashem. Avla acher kein nira da'aser, but not after. V'ayin sham de'inoy bar loy da'vazel. Look over there; he's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be clear. It has to be before barchato Hashem. V'loy be'emtza al bakashas rabim should not be in the middle. Shekishah shoyel tzarchei rabim be'emtza bracha. When you ask for the needs of the tzibur, middle of a bracha, nira kemoisif al marpeh shetikna chachamim, it looks like you're adding to the format that the chachamim legislated. Bamed v'amurim b'yachid. That's only when you're davening as an individual. Avol b'tzibur matarim. A tzibur to daven for the tzibur could add even toward, even in the middle. Therefore we say slichos in middle of slach lanu. Originally slichos was composed to say in the bracha of slach lanu. That's why it's called slichos. V'chin ve'emtsa bracha emtsos shel yom ha'kippurim. Or in the middle of the middle bracha on Yom Kippur, we're allowed to add, even b'lashon rabim, even l'tzarchei rabim, because the rabim is saying it. V'loi b'lashon rabim. Da'af shehitiru alishol afilo be'emtsa ha'bracha. This is going on that if you have a particular need, you could ask in the middle of the bracha, but only b'lashon racha, not b'lashon rabim. Da'av shehitiru alishol afilo be'emtsa ha'bracha, even though they allowed you to ask even in the middle of the bracha, kivan shetzarch lo'i l'fisha, since you need it as a temporary measure, im yarenu gamkin b'lashon rabim, if you say it in the b'lashon rabim, yeh nira k'moysev al nadpeh shetachom, it will look like you're adding to the format of the bracha, v'ayin mesimin taksu sivdalet t'toiv lizor l'charchila b'chozeh k'divrei harav rabbeinu yoina. Look in Simen Tavkov Samachvav sivdalet that it's good to be careful l'charchila, like the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, shomea tfila, that in shomea tfila, or at the end of davening, you could ask bein b'lashon yachid, bein b'lashon rabim. Shemei atfila ubach kasav del harav rabbeinu yoina, shemei atfila dom l'shar brachas l'inyan zed, d'me'emtsa also l'shal b'lashon rabim. The Bach says that rabbeinu yoina would hold, then shemei atfila, it's like any other bracha, in the middle you can only add b'lashon yachid. The way the Mechaber says it, though, is that it would be permitted to say be'emtsa b'lashon rabim, Kaidim Yul Ratzin, Ein Lekamam Simen Kuf Chapez, Meshe Brosif Katan Zayin, Masha Nechtaif Sham, that even though at the end of davening before Yul Ratzin, the first Yul Ratzin, it's not more chamer than Shemea Tfila, and you could be Moisev Tachnunim and to be Marech. But it is l'charchila, it's better to say you l'ratzayin before any tachnunim. Sif Beis, yesh mi sha'omer shek shamoysef bebracha l'tzach yachid lo yarech. Some say that when you add to a bracha for a yachid, you should not be marech. Says the Mishabura ba'bracha, afilu bebercha shemea tfila, v'chol shekein b'sha'a brachais. Even when you're davening for a yachid, you should not be marech in shemea tfila. So if you're davening for a personal need in Shemei Atfila, make it snappy. Don't be marach. Aval achar tefila. But after the Shemoneh Esra, afilu koid mila ratzayin, mutar laharach b'chol gavnei, then you can be marach. Uvilikuti maril isa, kishachola maharil. When the maril became ill, gozu atzibur tainas, the tzibur decreed a fast, va'amru slichos, min hagam haya azlemra slichos, v'emtsa brecha slachlanu. Their minog was to say slichos in the middle of slachlanu. Mashma de tzibur letzorech yachid, shari afilu be'emtsa brecha. It's mashma, tzibur, even for a yachid, it's permitted even in middle of a bracha. We saw that in middle of a bracha, if you're davening for a rabbim, you could add at the end of the bracha. If you're shayl tzrach of mamish, kagan sheish lechayla, you could daven in middle of a bracha. As long as you're davening b'lashon yachid, and it sounds like you're not supposed to be marich, and yet, when the maril became sick, they said a whole slichos. Yesh loimer shani maril. The maril is different. The rabbim tzrichim l'tayrasai. Many people needed his Torah, ukarabim dami, and he has a status of a rabbim. Like the Gemara says in Tainus, legabe Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Gemara says, Parnasa b'shvil yachid, matar b'shvil rabim. Aye, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, kibim de rabim, srichim loy kerabim dami. Okay, we're up to Siv Gimel. We'll pick it up in Siv Gimel, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone. Shkayach. Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.